This is a grim and a trying day for all of us, with the tragic events of the past week heavy in the minds of all Americans. But for a brief time, we'll try to offer a break from the tension and the grief. This is Monitor 68. My name is Joe Garagiola. Later this afternoon, when the funeral train arrives in Washington, we'll resume continuous coverage. Marriott and the orchestra.
In 1950, Sucuril became the first no-calorie sweetener to really taste like sugar. And ever since, it's been America's favorite. Now you'll find Sucuril sweeteners in soft drinks, jellies, canned fruit, salad dressings, desserts, you name it. These days, there's hardly a kitchen without a Sucuril sweetener somewhere.
Morning, madame. Would you like some hot, fresh bread today? Baked this morning. Here, smell.
But how do you test a jar of powdered creamer? You look for the Prim label. In one of the largest taste tests ever conducted, Prim beat the other two leading brands by as much as 3-1. Richer, lighter Prim. Only 11 calories per teaspoon. It's already tested for you.
Coming up now, Monitor Sports. Brought to you by Super Royal Triton. Thermometer oil that goes Detroit one better. In springtime, the climate changes can be sudden and severe, and that's why you need a motor oil in your car that protects your engine under every changing condition. The Union Oil Company makes a motor oil that does just that. Its name, Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. Super Royal Triton performs so well, it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. It stands up under the toughest driving situations. Hot weather, cold weather, fast, sustained driving, stop-and-go driving do not faze the purple motor oil. And Super Royal Triton contains a patented detergent that cleans your engine as you drive. Now, you may not see Super Royal Triton featured by your dealer, but chances are he has it in stock. So insist on Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. You get Super Royal Triton at your service station garage, car dealer, or auto supply store. 20 years from now, your children, or maybe your grandchildren, might come to you and tell you that they have learned in history class about Robert F. Kennedy. They might ask you what he was like. What will you tell them? Today, as he goes to his final resting place, the thought is of a young man senselessly murdered at a time when the California Democrats had just chosen him as the winner of their presidential primary. But what about 20 years from now? How will you describe him? I'm talking about the man and not the politician, although in his case, some people find it difficult to make a distinction. Men have spoken of him in the past few days who have walked at his side for years. We've heard from leaders in governments, religious figures, public figures of all kinds. I suppose that the combination of my background and my deep feeling of shock prompted an odd kind of thought to me last night. I wondered to myself, what if Robert Kennedy hadn't chosen politics as his road? What if he had chosen sports instead? Now, that might sound silly to you at first. Politics was so much a way of life to him. Yet sports were important, too. He was a skier and a swimmer and a touch football player. He also made it known that he was a sports page reader. What kind of athlete would he have been? Whether he could hit a baseball or throw a football or sink a basket would be just a guess, of course. But some things are apparent. He certainly would have been an exciting athlete. He would not have been a safety first player. He would be the kind of guy who would do what he thought was right without worrying whether or not he might look bad doing it. He was a colorful and outspoken man who had great appeal for crowds. He might have inspired you. He might have offended you. But it's a cinch he never bored you. Probably because of his political record, it's easier for some people to imagine him as a manager or a coach. And I've got to believe that he'd have been a good one. He had the ability to inspire loyalty. I'd also have to believe that if he was running the team, the players would know exactly where they stood all the time. Nicholas Katzenbach, who served under Robert Kennedy in the Attorney General's office, said, "If you made mistakes but tried hard, he always understood. It was not trying that bothered him." But I guess the one quality that Robert Kennedy would have brought into sports was the one that means so much: guts. He made friends during his years in public life, and he made enemies. But nobody questioned his gut. If they ask you 20 years from now what kind of man could cause a whole nation to stop when he died, what kind of man could bring hundreds of thousands of people to a cathedral in one day to pay their respects, you tell them it was a man of courage. I know that's what I'm going to tell them.
Real comfort? J. Mars' patented Sansibelt slacks is sure comfort because they flex with every move you make, yet trim you into gold medal form. And for those extra inning days, there's an exclusive blend of 55% Dacron polyester, 45% wool to knock wrinkles right out of the box. Drop into a fine store near you and try on a pair of Sansibelt slacks today. They're made by people who care for people who care. Jamar Ruby Incorporated, Michigan City, Indiana.
We'll be hearing regular reports on the events connected with the funeral services of Senator Kennedy. The funeral train right now is nearing Trenton. This is Joe Garagiola, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
James Bruce speaking. When you talk about an original, your mind wanders to words like Mona Lisa, one of a kind. In the automotive field, when you talk about an original, you're talking about Mustang. The original sporty car, the hottest selling sporty car. 68's hottest selling sporty car. Now, what makes a Mustang? Ask some penny-wise people and they'll tell you value. After all, only Mustang offers carpeting, floor shift, and bucket seats as standard equipment on all models. Ask others and they'll just say, well, it's because Mustang is Mustang. And by that, they mean the look that no one else has been able to capture, as well as better ideas. But the one thing people keep coming back to about Mustang is originality. Mustang 68, the one original That still costs less than some of the reproductions. Have you made the switch to Ford? The switch is on to better ideas from Ford. This is James Bruce. Have a happy day.
Three sides to every story, the usual two, and yours on WNBC New York.
This is Monitor 68, and I'm your host, Joe Garagiola. Now here's a Monitor tip for motorists. Ease off on the throttle and slow down before you get to a curve, especially if the road surface is slippery from rain, morning dew, or oil. And partway through the curve, accelerate gradually until you're on the straightaway again. This puts the car's power to work fighting centrifugal force. And here's another tip from the Air Temp Division of Chrysler Corporation.
Today, we're interviewing famous racing driver Speed Spivak. What's your secret, Speed?
I keep cool, man. That's why I've got Air Temp air conditioning in my private car. No hotmobile for me, man.
Crazy. What was your most exciting race?
Air Temp's the finest air conditioning for your room, house, business, and car.
Easy, yes, but what was your most exciting race?
Be sure you order Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
Got a big race soon, Speed?
No, sir, man. Too busy test driving for Chrysler Air Temp.
And the Tijuana Brass.
Let's join the Tannibals.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Copper Tone tan.
Sure, Copper Tone gives the fastest tan with maximum protection. But that's not all. Copper Tone gives you a deeper, darker tan. It's enriched with cocoa butter, lanolin, and other special moisturizers that keep skin satiny smooth. You get a better tan with Copper Tone. Join the Tannibals and see.
Tan don't burn, get a Copper Tone tan.
bit stuffy.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel, the extra action antacid, neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. D-I-G-E-L. Digel, for more complete relief.
And now a special monitor report from Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia, where crowds are gathering for the final graveside ceremonies for Senator Robert F. Kennedy. And standing by in Arlington is NBC newsman Russ Ward.
The moving solemnity of this day, the service at St. Patrick's Cathedral, the procession down New York's Fifth Avenue, is not being felt here yet at the gravesite. At the present time, it's a picture of busy preparation. All afternoon, floral delivery trucks have been arriving, bringing the scores of wreaths, sprays, and flower arrangements, remembrances that range from a single red rose to elaborate displays. One large spray of white chrysanthemums and peonies includes a white ribbon with gold lettering that reads, "With love, your Senate staff." The Arlington Cemetery staff has been at work for hours arranging the flowers. They now cover nearly a quarter of an acre of the slope just above the gravesite. Above that, a roped-off area for the press, a big three-tiered camera stand has been constructed. Here, the film and TV cameras and the radio and television correspondents who will be broadcasting as the actual burial ceremony gets underway. Just behind me, and all the way up the hill to the Lee Custis Mansion overlooking the entire cemetery, broadcast and telephone technicians still are busy putting in lines and making last-minute arrangements. The senator's grave was dug only this morning. Its location immediately to the left and slightly downhill as one faces the eternal flame that marks the grave of the late President Kennedy. The memorial area, the grassy slopes and walkways containing the graves of the President and Senator, cover just over 3 acres. This area will be reserved for invited guests during the ceremony. These will number about 3,000, many of them persons who attended the services in New York this morning and traveled to Washington aboard the funeral train. Everyone now at the gravesite, newsmen, technicians, workmen, caretakers, feels the intense heat of this June afternoon. The breeze that's blowing offers relief only in the shade. Those gathered here are in shirt sleeves, not from lack of respect, but because of the heat. A few minutes ago, I spotted a group of nuns seated around a willow oak seeking relief in the weather. Most of them now have moved on, presumably in search of a cooler spot. Secret Service men are very much in evidence on the hillside overlooking the grave, on the elliptical overlook just below President Kennedy's grave, and along the winding drive that leads to the gravesite from the cemetery's main entrance. Despite the funeral train's delayed trip to Washington, spectators were gathered around that main entrance before noon today. Others have been waiting for hours around the Lincoln Memorial just across the Potomac River. The burial service itself will be simple and brief, lasting perhaps 15 minutes. Richard Cardinal Cushing, Archbishop of Boston, and Patrick Cardinal O'Boyle, Archbishop of Washington, will participate. The Harvard Band, where Senator Kennedy went to college, will play. And that's the story from Arlington at this hour. For the most part, it's a story of people busy with the immediate job of preparing for the funeral, people waiting for the cortege to pass by, people who will not feel the full impact of this day until the flag-draped coffin moves into view. This is Russ Ward, NBC News at Arlington National Cemetery.
A report from Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. the piano with Guantanamera.
Now, get the year's lowest prices on Mustang Sprints, Fairlanes, and XL Fastbacks. The switch is on to Ford. And now, during Ford's big See the Light sale, prices have been reduced on the best new car buys of the year. Save on specially equipped Fairlane two-door hardtop. Save on two specially equipped Mustang Sprints. Save on specially equipped Ford XLs with V8 power, air conditioning for summertime comfort, tinted glass on all windows, and more, all at a special low package price. Check your Ford dealer's low prices on XLs, Fairlane hardtops, and exciting Mustang Sprints. This sale is on for a limited time only. See the light and save big on better ideas. The switch is on to Ford.
This is Nationwide Monitor, heard coast to coast throughout the USA. The train has passed through Trenton and is now on its way to Philadelphia. Here's a word from the NBC station in your area, and then we'll be back. My name is Joe Garagiola.
This is NBC.
Ever wonder why we don't say much about our draft beer? It's been around since 1896, so just about everything that can be said about the famous Michelob draft has already been said. So if you need to be reminded about draft Michelob, you'd better let this be your reminder. You see, we don't say much about our draft beer. In beer, going first class is Michelob. Period.
The family of Wetzel Hamburger Restaurants pauses during this day of mourning to honor the memory of Senator Robert Kennedy and to reflect upon this great loss to our country.
The violence and the disorder which rack our major cities today are intolerable threats to our way of life.
WNBC, New York.
Next, Lenny D at the piano and Gentle on My Mind. Joe Garagiola here for Monitor 68. The funeral train has passed through Trenton, New Jersey, and is on its way to Philadelphia. At the top of this half hour, we hear the voice of Ed Ames with his latest, Apologize.
Apologize. hearts filled with doubt. I can still see sadness, heartbreak, and the sorrow in your eyes. How can flowers live in darkness? How can I apologize for the blackness I created in the world that used to shine? I have wilted all the roses and I've spoiled all the wine. Just get out your magic pencil and erase the cloudy skies. Just draw a picture of me saying I apologize. Give me back the words I've spoken, hey, give them back. My love will go your way, give them back. Time's lost that moment and we've mended broken ties. I will still be on my knees saying I apologize. Give me back the words I've spoken, hey, give me back. My love will go the way, give me back.
This is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Ann Randall, delightful co-star of The Fakers. It's an exciting picture, Ann.
Oh, yes, it's full of spies and counter-spies, and you soon realize that no one is ever what he seems to be.
But I have no trouble realizing that you've joined the Tannibles.
You're right, Army, and I know you get a better tan with Coppertone. It helps me tan faster, deeper, richer. And it keeps my skin so satiny soft and smooth.
That's exactly why millions of sun lovers say, tan, don't burn, use Coppertone.
A Coppertone tan does such wonderful things for a girl.
When eating too much or too fast causes pressure and gas, Digel works as no plain antacid can. It neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, the extra action antacid for more complete relief.
Next, Monitors Ring Around the World, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad. Brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
This is Brock Yates, senior editor of Car and Driver magazine. You know, most of the time I report on the performance of today's automobiles. But now I'd like to talk to you about a good way to keep your car performing properly. It's called Certified Car Care, all part of the Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program. Now, at first, customer care may sound just like a bunch of words to you, but it means a lot more. It means that every Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer cares as much about you as he does about your car. And that's saying a lot. I've seen these fellows at work. And as a real car buff, I can tell you it's a pleasure to see a bunch of pros in action. They have the know-how, the right tools, plus the kind of Chrysler or Mopar parts that today's cars demand. Today, with cars more sophisticated and complex than ever before, it's important that yours gets the finest care to keep it in showroom condition. So if you care about your car, why not take it to your local Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer? They care, too, with Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation.
A dramatic sidelight to the events connected with the funeral ceremony of Senator Kennedy came with the capture in London this morning of James Earl Ray, suspected assassin of Dr. Martin Luther King. And for that story, here's Carl Stern of NBC News in Washington.
At 6:15 this morning, New York time, James Earl Ray, an escapee from the Missouri State Penitentiary and the man accused of killing Dr. Martin Luther King in Memphis April 4th, was picked up at the London airport while en route from Portugal to Belgium. FBI liaison representatives, who were not permitted to have agents in other countries, had tipped off British immigration officials after following Ray's trail to Canada, where he stayed first at a cheap rooming house in Toronto, then took a BOAC flight to London, where he stayed for several weeks, and then traveled to Lisbon. Ray did not alter his appearance, nor an old habit of free spending in nightclubs. He traveled alone, but seemed to have plenty of money. That in itself is disturbing. Where did he get the money? Equally disturbing is how did he get a Canadian passport under the name Ramon George Snide? Canadian passport requirements have been assailed as loose. Apparently, it was obtained for him by a travel agency. But the passport was also his undoing. U.S. officials who looked through 2 million passport photos looking for Ray asked for similar help from the Canadians. His picture was found in Ottawa after a search of nearly 400,000 Canadian applications. The name Snide did not check out. From that point on, immigration authorities throughout the world were told to watch out for the passport. Ray will be arraigned Monday on British charges of carrying an unregistered firearm. Extradition proceedings take a minimum of a week. It's not clear whether Ray said anything about the killing of Dr. King. To ensure his safety, he's being held under maximum security at an old stone prison several blocks from Parliament. The FBI said Ray had expressed interest one time in living in a foreign country. However, it was not behind the Iron Curtain. One final irony, two publications had scheduled articles for this weekend that the King assassination was closed, that hopes to find James Earl Ray had been abandoned. Those stories were crowded out of the papers by coverage of the Robert Kennedy assassination. Carl Stern, NBC News, at the Justice Department.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events here and abroad. Now, this word from American Red Ball.
What's the best way to send what's inside your old home to your new home? Via American Red Ball Special Delivery. It means special red carpets for your floor protection. Special packing materials. American Red Ball puts these and other specials into one package. Our exclusive red carpet service. Call for American Red Ball. We're listed in the yellow pages. American Red Ball.
We will continue to cover the funeral procession here on Monitor. The time is 17 minutes before the hour. There's more to come, so you stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Think back to the last time you had a couple of cold glasses of beer. Did the flavor start to fade in the second glass and let you down even further in the third? Well, maybe it's time you switched to Schaefer. Schaefer delivers flavor that never fades. Pleasure that comes through loud and clear, glass after glass. Try it, and you'll agree.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Ford has this year's best-selling wagons. Only Ford offers a two-way door gate on every wagon in the line. Another better idea. The switch is on to Ford.
What NBC News is to the nation, WNBC News is to New York. Worldwide or citywide, our coverage is complete. For in-depth analysis, comprehensive coverage, and the latest details of New York's news, New Yorkers turn to WNBC.
Radio in the phrase phase. WNBC, New York.
Joe Garagiola here for Monitor 68. The train bearing the body of Senator Robert Kennedy is heading toward Philadelphia, but it is being delayed between Trenton and the North Philadelphia station because of the tremendous throngs of people gathered along the stations and the tracks. The train is moving. It's moving slowly. It's running considerably behind schedule. The arrival time in Washington will be late, but just how late cannot be determined at this time.
And far away.
That was the breathless voice of Claudine Longet. That song was about white horses.
Has this ever happened to you?
You're at this party, and you finally get next to the prettiest girl there. So you say, "How about us two cutting out?" And she says,
"I'll have to ask your boss."
And you say, "Why?" And she says,
"'Cause he's my date."
But you still wonder what might have happened if your cigarette ash didn't burn her dress, which burned her, which cooled everything.
Are there any other reasons not to smoke cigarettes? Ask your American Cancer Society.
In one moment, a look at the man who apprehended the Kennedy assassin. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Stuckey's, where travelers relax, refresh, and refuel along the highways coast to coast.
Highway Holidays 68. Gene Rayburn here to tell you about a new vacation feature brought to you on Monitor by Stuckey's. This summer, Stuckey's will be giving you suggestions for some of the happiest holidays of your life. Places to go, sights to see, ideas to help you plan a terrific vacation. Stuckey's, as you may know, are operators of America's favorite roadside refreshment centers. You wheel into these bright and friendly stores along the highways nationwide. At Stuckey's, with one stop of your car, you can enjoy a quick snack, buy that famous Stuckey's pecan candy to nibble on as you ride, fill your gas tank, refresh in sparkling, clean facilities, and be on your way in moments. Now, as a special thank you, you get a box of Stuckey's crisp peanut brittle free with purchase of 10 gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. Make your traveling easier, more fun. Relax, refresh, and refuel at Stuckey's, coast to coast.
Roosevelt Greer doesn't have a middle initial. He doesn't need one. No one will ever mistake him for someone else. Rosie Greer is a defensive lineman for the Los Angeles Rams of the National Football League. He stands 6'5 and weighs 300 pounds, give or take a couple of ounces. He's been kicking around the league since 1956. Last year, a leg injury sidelined him for much of the season. But this week, Roosevelt Greer was back in the headlines. He made the most important tackle of his life early Wednesday morning in the kitchen of the Hotel Ambassador in Los Angeles, and a nation is grateful. Rosie was paddling along behind the happy Senator Robert F. Kennedy, who had just left a victory celebration after winning the California Democratic presidential primary. And suddenly shots rang out. Senator Kennedy slumped to the floor, mortally wounded. In an instant, Roosevelt Greer leaped into action. He wrestled away the alleged assassin's gun, pinned him against the table, and then warned everyone not to harm the man, not to let the same thing that happened to John F. Kennedy's assassin happen again. It all took place in just a few seconds. Moments after the senator had quipped, Rosie Greer said he'd take care of anyone who didn't vote for me. Those of us who read the newspaper accounts have applauded the action of this giant of a man who reacted instinctively at the risk of his own personal safety. Perhaps it was Rosie's football training. Perhaps it was his deep affection for Senator Kennedy, for whom he had campaigned in a number of primaries. Perhaps it was his anguish and rage at the sight of his stricken friend on the floor. Perhaps it was all of these and more. The day after the tragedy, the press reported that Roosevelt Grier was in a state of shock. But he accompanied the Kennedy casket to New York. Last night, he accompanied Ethel Kennedy to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today at the funeral, he will serve as an usher. This is the same Roosevelt Grier who has been called lackadaisical on the football field and was finally traded by the New York Giants to Los Angeles in 1963. No one will ever call him that again. Andy Robustelli, one of Rosie's former Giant teammates, put it all into perspective when he said, "Rosie was the kind of man you'd want in a situation like Wednesday morning. He was not excitable. The average person loses composure. Not Rosie. He is a very unemotional person, but he also was sort of lackadaisical when he played with us. People sometimes mistook that for being lazy. He wasn't. It just took more than a normal situation to arouse him, a situation like Wednesday morning. His composure, his quickness, would make him the man to do what he did. I don't know if I would have," Robustelli said. Giant coach Allie Sherman offered this view. "Rosie is a real easygoing fella and has a gentle nature, but it isn't recommended to get him mad. He takes charge of a situation very quickly. Let's just say you cannot afford to mess with him." And finally, Giant owner Wellington Maris said, "We got to the point where we couldn't motivate Rosie anymore. He was a fellow who never realized his true strength." In Los Angeles on Wednesday morning, easygoing Roosevelt Grier had plenty of motivation, and he used his true strength to its best advantage. And when Pro Football awards the trophy for the most valuable player for 1968, Rosie Grier should win it hands down. And now this...
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. You remember the other day when I was telling you about the State Farm homeowners policy? The big package of protection from State Farm fire and casualty that costs less than most other companies charge? What I didn't tell you is that your State Farm agent is in the yellow pages. That is, when he's not in his office.
For your home and your car and your life, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Sports news and sidelights are brought to you every weekend on Monitor.
Oh,
voice of Andy Williams.
Prices have been reduced on XLs, Fairlanes, and Mustang Sprints. The switch is on to Ford. And during Ford's See the Light sale, you can get the best buys of the year on the year's top value cars. Prices reduced on specially equipped Ford XL Fastbacks. Prices reduced on specially equipped Fairlane two-door hardtops. Prices reduced on two specially equipped Mustang Sprints. Sprint A features sporty stripes, wheel covers, pop-open gas cap, plus all Mustang's great standard features, all at a price that's been sliced extra low. Sprint B gives you all that, plus V8 power, wide oval white walls, fog lamps, and more. It's the savingest Mustang ever sold, and it's at your Ford dealer's See the Light sale now. The switch is on to Ford.
When your skin is on fire with sunburn, smooth on soothing Nupricanil cream or lotion. With Nupricanil, the heat's off and the cool's on. The pain and burning sting are relieved. It's that fast because it's a topical anesthetic. Lubricates dry, sunburned skin. With Nupricanil, the heat's off, the cool's on. If poison ivy creeps up on you, fight it with Ant Ivy Lotion. Ant Ivy helps you tame the itch quickly, helps stop you from scratching and spreading the poison. Ant Ivy. Now, music by Ronnie Aldridge and the orchestra. Throughout the weekend on Monitor, we'll have reports on the events and ceremonies connected with the funeral of Senator Kennedy and the National Day of Mourning. This is Joe Garagiola inviting you to stay with us for NBC News on the Hour.
This is NBC.
I cut my smoking in half.
I stopped smoking, and I didn't gain weight.
How? With Nicoban. Nicoban sure beats smoking. It's a specially medicated lozenge developed by a doctor to help satisfy tobacco hunger, help control your appetite, too. Doctors have been recommending it for years. If you really want to cut down on smoking, often without gaining weight, try Nicoban, N-I-K-O-B-A-N, at all drugstores.
Nicoban, sure beats smoking.
Now, another word from J.B. Williams Company. Men, here's a great way to start your day.
Get with the cool one, new Frost Line. Get the after-shaving lotion that feels so fine. Get with the cool one. Get with the cool, cool new Frost Line.
Oh. Don't just ask for lime. Ask for Aquavelva Frost Lime aftershave. More refreshing lime fragrance in every cooling drop. Get with the cool one. Get new Aquavelva Frost Lime aftershave.
WNBC, New York.